Welcome to the Break of Dawn. Thank you for joining me today. What I want to do before we start is I want to pray because I think it's really a great way to be more centered as you hear scripture or a devotional. So I just want to lift this up to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we just ask that you are present with us. May you quiet our minds, open our eyes and our heart to what we are to receive today. I thank you for all the people that are joining and listening to the Break of Dawn, and I thank you for this opportunity to share you with people and the love that you have for each one of us. In your holy and precious name, Jesus Christ. Okay. So the first one, I'm going back to Jesus Lives, and this is titled Joy. Rejoice in me always. This is a moment-by-moment choice. It is possible to find joy in me even during those most difficult times. Because I am always near, I am constantly available to help you. I can even carry you through times of extreme adversity. Imagine a woman who has become engaged to a man she deeply loves and admires. Her heart overflows with pleasure whenever she thinks about her beloved. Problems fade into the background, unable to dampen her enthusiasm and excitement. Similarly, when you remember that I am your perfect betrothed and that you are promised to me forever, you can rejoice in me even though you face many problems. It is in the present moment that you find me ever near you. My presence in the present is an endless source of joy, a continual feast. The soul satisfaction you find in me helps you relate well to other people. As you enjoy my abiding presence, you can bless others with your gentleness. And then the scriptures that follow is rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Philippians 4:4-5. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he who is of a merry heart has a continual feast. Proverbs 15:15. My soul will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips my mouth will praise you. Psalm 63:5. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. John 15:4. You know, it's really interesting because even though about 4 years ago, my family walked through some very, probably the most, the most difficult time in our lives. Both our parents ended up getting very sick, and they went to heaven within 3 days of each other at the end of October in 2017. And I remember, having two sick parents, at the same time, and it was like all hands on deck. And thank God I have the husband that I have, and thank God I have the brothers and sister-in-laws that I have, because we all stepped in and did what we could. Even though it was extremely stressful, the joy in that and the way my family came together, it was difficult. But when I reflect back on it, it was also extremely joyful to work together with my family to help my parents. And we did whatever we could for them. And I'm just so thankful, you know, because God was with us each and every step of the way. And so I just think that's such a wonderful gift that God gives us. Okay, the next one. I'm throwing in a new one. It's called The Power of Praying, and it's Stormy O'Martian, I think it's a Martian. I apologize if I say that. I'm not sure. Anyway, okay, so this one, I think this is going to speak to everybody as well. Do you ever have times when your life seems out of control? Hello, yes. Do you ever feel pressure because your days are too busy and you fear you're missing out on a certain quality of life because of it? Do you worry that you are neglecting certain areas of your life because you are trying to fill so many roles and meet so many expectations? God wants to take those feelings and give you His peace. Do you wish you could spend more time with God in prayer? Do you desire greater knowledge of God's Word? Do you long to serve Him better, but don't feel you have the time, energy, or opportunity? Do you ever just want to throw your arms around Jesus and feel His embrace? The good news is that this is the way God wants you to feel. He wants you to want Him above all else. And here's her prayer. Lord, help me to remember to live not in my own strength, but by the power of your Spirit living in me. Forgive me for the times I have forgotten to do that. Enable me to grow in the things of your kingdom so that I can become a peaceful, whole, productive child of yours who moves steadily forward in your purpose for my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. And then she shares some scripture, God's promise. And it's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, which is one of my life verses. I have a couple. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not depend on your own understanding, but seek His will in all you do, and He will direct your paths. I live by that. I really do. It's not easy, but it's the best way to live your life is to follow God's path. Because, you know, we don't know the things that He has in store for us, right? So the best way to follow Him is the best way. Because when we get directed off our path that God wants us on, He lets us. We have free will. But the most amazing thing about God is He will redirect us back onto the path that He wants for our lives. And He wants to bless us and lift us up. So I'm going to do that, and I hope you do too. And then the last one, we're going to go to Jesus Calling, who is by Sarah Young, which Jesus Lives is also by Sarah. And let's see what she says for today. Let me show you my way for you this day. I guide you continually so you can relax and enjoy my presence in the present. Living well is both a discipline and an art. Concentrate on staying close to me, the divine artist. Discipline your thoughts to trust me as I work my way in your life. Pray about everything, then leave outcomes up to me. Do not fear my will, for through it I accomplish what is best for you. Take a deep breath and dive into the depths of absolute trust in me. Underneath are the everlasting arms. And then the scripture that follows. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning I lay my requests before you and wait in expectation. Psalm 5, 2-3. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will drive out your enemy before you, saying, destroy him. Deuteronomy 33:27. I just love that because, you know, just giving it all to Him and leaving the outcome to Him. And I just talked about that, which I didn't even realize that those two are so closely linked. Isn't that how God works, though? I mean, when you spend time in prayer or in devotion and then, you know, the scripture, and how nothing is coincidence. God has it all planned out. And not that you don't have free will, because we do. But if we follow His path, it's a much better path. And the other thing is this is what's so interesting. You know, I'm working on two projects businesses with a dear friend of mine. And, you know, we've been working diligently, and we just give it to God and say, you know, you open the right doors. You know what we're supposed to do. And then we just trust. And I'm not going to say it's been, that's always easy, because it's not. I mean, we're human beings, and we think we know what's best, but God knows what's even better for us. So I choose to do that. So I hope you enjoyed this. I pray that you were touched in some way. And I thank you so much for joining the Break of Dawn. If there's any prayers that you want me to pray, please send them to me. I'm more than happy to pray for you. And I pray that you will have a wonderful and blessed day.